This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is brought to you by Yo Radio, the first music and radio platform with stations curated and managed by artists and influencers from across the globe. From Drake Bell to Megadeth's David Ellefson to UFC star Uriah Hall, just to name a few. Welcome to Yo Radio. Yo Radio delivers the best listener experience and is completely free. From hip-hop to rock to blues to EDM, Yo Radio has the music you want at your fingertips. Download the app now in the App Store for Apple devices and in the Google Play Store for Android. Or just go to YoRadio.com. That's YoRadio.com.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And the off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the 2-horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the 4-horse.
I like the 6. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4. Number 4. 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4-horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing very well.
Brian, I tell you what, man, it's been a damn good week for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My horse ran Tuesday on the matinee racing, and I tell you what, he put on a clinic. And here's the thing, my friends, I didn't put my horse on top of my sheet, and I didn't tell you guys that because, you know what? I don't like to jinx myself. It was rough. I got to tell you, folks, it was kind of rough, but I thought my horse, Garrison Commander, was going to win the race. But I just have a thing, Brian, that I don't like everyone betting on my horse, and then if it loses, I just feel bad. I feel bad for everybody that bet on my horse. That's the way I am. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I get that. I would totally understand that.
I mean, I don't mind losing. I do mind losing. But when everybody, when the masses lose with me because I gave them my horse, and that's my horse. That was my horse. That's my boy. And he put on a clinic. Now I'm thinking to myself, I should have let people in on it. I don't know. I had him pick second, though.
Understandable.
All right, good. Man, did you see Churchill Downs had a pick six carryover, and there's a ticket out there that paid $549,774.80 on a 20-cent ticket. Can you believe that?
That's insane.
And Brian, the thing about this, I know you don't know about the odds and all that, but check this out. You would think if there's a pick six that was hit, something like that, you're thinking there's got to be a 40-1, a 60-1, maybe even a 20-1, followed up by a 12-1. You're not thinking this type of payouts on this. A 5-1 won the first leg, then a 3-1 horse won the second leg, followed with a 5-1, then a 2-1, followed by a 5-1. And the very last one, 12-1, and this brought home $549,774.80. Folks, there's got to be a crooked number here. There's no way in hell that this type of formula pays up $550,000, for love of God. 5-1, 3-1, 5-1, 2-1, 5-1, 12-1. I mean, we could single the 3-1 in the second leg. We could single the fourth race here, the 2-1. And you're going deep and all. I'm telling you, I could have hit this ticket. I could have hit this ticket. I wish I would have played it. I wish I would have played it. But again, 549,000. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. All right. I just had to. I don't know what to say. When I seen that one on that payoff, it was unreal. Anyway, Brian, let's get to our racing. Let's get to our Tuesday racing that we're going to recap, folks. And, again, what a great day it was for me. And things were just happening. I mean, I was picking the top horses and all that. And the very last race, God, I had a horse I know that would have been in the exact. And I don't even care about the exact as much as I do. The very last race down the stretch. And you know what? One of the horses, I think it was a Becker horse that was making a nice move. He was one of the favorites there. I would have had the exacta with those two coming in together. I always exacta box, but I think the poor thing broke down, and that's the end of that story. But in any case, it was a great, great day. A lot of people out there, and let's try to recap some of this for you guys. Our first race was a 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And I had on here the 437. And you know what, folks? I'm done with that 7. I'm done with the shrimp horse. But every time I play the shrimp and I give it a little love, it keeps backfiring on me. So I'm backing off the shrimp. The 3-horse Shiny Marquee, and that was Molina, S, and Price. And they got the job done here at nearly 2-1. And that's what the morning line was. And then it was followed by the 2-horse Cinnamon Popcorn here, nearly 10-1, and that's Yoa. Did I say that right, Brian? Yeah, thank you. And that was Yoa with, let's see here, with Fridley. I had this horse towards the bottom there. So in any case, and then the third place horse went to the horse I had on top, Hussination, and that was Uriel Lopez, and that was a crowd favorite at 1.5-1. So that's what we have. We have a 3-2-4, and let's see the payoffs on this one. The 3-2, $2 exacta here was $49. The $1 trifecta, 3-2-4, $60.50. The 10-cent superfecta, 3-2-4-5, $33.19. All right. So let's move on to race number two. Race number two, 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And what do we have here? What do we have? We had on the top here, Top Gato. And that was Victor Santiago, went for 90 cents to the dollar. And we had this one up top, followed by the 3. The 3 came in second. And I had the 3 coming in third or fourth. And that was Arietta Walker. And that was going off at 5.5-1. Followed by the 1. I had the 1 is coming in second. This was one of my exacta box plays of the day here. I kind of loaded up on this one. It didn't work out. But in any case, what did I tell you guys? Yeah, when you got a big one like that, what you want to do is you want to throw one in there. You want to throw all in there. So you go 5-1, and then you go 1-5. That's what I do. It's not that much of a ticket, too. I think it would have been like $7.50 or $8 on that. So let's find out the prices on this race here. Let's mosey on down here. Okay. The $2 exacta on this one, 5-3, $14.80. Not bad. $1 try, 5-3-1, $15.30. I wouldn't have played that. The $1 daily double, 3-5, $6.10. It seemed like they were giving money away there. That was a good one to, and that was a $1 daily double. So the $12.20 on that one. The 10-cent super, 5-3-1-4, $3.63, and that's not worth anything either to me. That's just me though. All right. Race number three, we got a 1 mile claiming 4,000, and what did we have here? We had on top here, I had the 6-horse followed by the 7, and I like to box those as well. I like this one here. 6-7-1 is what I had. It ended up being 7-6-5. So let's go over this. I would have hit this one. because I always box the first two that I like, and that was Prime. My buddy, Georgia, he was all over the seven. He actually said, man, I'd like to claim this seven-horse Prime because it's really looking good. I go, dude, I don't want this horse. Are you kidding me? In any case, the seven here, Prime, and that was Diego with Wainwright. And morning line 5-1, and that's exactly what it went off at, 5-1. So that's what we got there. The six horse Silent Congrats, and that was a Santiago Becker duo there. And morning line was 3-1. It went off at 1-1, and so that's what we had, a 7-6-5 Iron Victory. That was Uriel Lopez. Let's see the payoffs on this. 7-6 was $29.60. That was a good one. That was a good one. And I was all over that. The $1 try 7-6-5, $48.60. The $0.10 super 7-6-5-3, $19.82. The $1 daily double 5-7, $13.50. 50-cent pick 3-5-7, $27.25. The $1 consolation double 5-2, $2. And that's the last time I give the consolation. I don't care about the consolation. It's kind of mean of me, isn't it? I don't care about the consolation. But that's how it works. That's how I roll around here. It's my show. Anyway, let's move on to race number 4. This was my race. This was Garrison Commander's race here. 1 mile and 70, claiming 3,200. And the winner of this one, number 6, Garrison Commander, owned by me, owned by Jono, Victor Santiago. I love the guy. After he gets off my horse, he says, thank you. Can you believe that? The horse wins by 6-7. He says, thank you. I should thank him. Thank you for riding my horse like that. That was beautiful. He looks good on my silks, too, by the way. Yeah, the jockey looks good wearing my stuff. I love Victor. He won by 6.5 there. Went off at 1-1, followed by Beefy. That's my problem. I tried my best to find the horse that was going to come in second with me, and I couldn't. I flirted with Big City Matt. I flirted with Mr. Hungry, and it just wasn't working out. Sergeant Green. I gave a lot of love to you guys for second place, and just didn't happen here because the Beefy horse came in second at 9.5-1. That would have been a good one for me. Anyway, so we got Garrison Commander followed by Beefy, and that was Victor Bailon. Victor Bailon got there for second. So you know what? That's what we had. We had 6-3-1 Sergeant Green, and that was Diego. So let's see the payoffs on this one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The $2 exact to 6-3, $33. I didn't have it. $1 try, 6-3-1. Didn't have it. $58.70. The $1 daily double, I did have. 7-6, $17.90. And can't go wrong with that when you put a $50 spot on something like that. So that was a beautiful hit there. The 50-cent pick 3, 5-7-6. I had it, but you know what? It didn't pay anything. $23.70. The 10-cent superfecta, 6-3-1-9, $21.14. Good luck on that because I could never pick the next three following that one. I mean, I had a real rough time with that one. All right, moving on down here. I got a stupid grin on my face at Fairmont Park right now. I'm kicking back with the guys. I'm having beers. I'm having a good time out there. We're making some plays. We go to race number 5. Race number 5 is a 6-furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. 18,000, my friends. It's a nice purse. And I had the 6-horse on top here at Galeb's Appeal. And there's nothing that was going to stop this horse from crossing the finish line. I mean, this horse, I think, completed the race while they were getting around that turn for the stretch. That's how big this horse wanted by. Galeb's Appeal here, Santiago Becker. God bless these two. They do the job, and they get the job done here. It was 4-5 on morning line. Forget about it. 20 cents to the dollar. It doesn't matter. You're bringing home a winner. That's what it's all about. We got a 6-3. The 3 is Lion Love, and that was Arietta. And Arietta Martin. We had 5-1, but it ended up being 16. 16-1 on this. And followed by the two here, MacBoo, and that was Diego. And I couldn't play that horse, man. I don't know how the hell you could have played that horse. Anyway. The form may just run back. I even gave us some smart-ass remark on the tip sheet. I said, may just run back to the barn and not even finish the race. That's what I had on there. I mean, people seen that, you know. It's kind of embarrassing, but if I look at it again, I probably still couldn't play this horse. In any case, it ended up being a 6-3-2. I'm sure the trifecta here is going to look a little attractive, so let's move on down and check it out. The $2 exact, the 6-3, $11.40. The $1 try, 6-3-2. 6-3-2, $19.80. How about that? That didn't pay on that much. I mean, 20 cents to the dollar, though. I mean, that's really not that much either. 6-3-2-9, $6.45. The $1 daily double, 6-6, $3.20. The 50 cent pick 3, 7-6-6, $9.70. All right, let's move on to race number six here. Race number six, we got a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming 7,500. And I got back on the board here, and this was the first time in a long time. I'm telling you, it was a good day. There was a DQ that got rid of the two horse in between my exacta here. I had a 1-6, 6-1, so that was my play. I had a on paper here, I had 1-6 on my tip sheet, but it came in 1-2-6. But before we throw our tickets away, that some people do that at my table, the two got DQ'd. He got disqualified. I think he did something with Duchess Lala, and Duchess Lala finished dead last. They put down the two. I think he went way back there. But in any case, that's how I got my exacta. 1-6-6-1, and that was a winner. The 1-6 here on a $2 exacta paid $11.60. The $1 trifecta, 1-6-4, $44.30. The 10 cent superfecta, 1-6-4-5, $31.97. The $1 daily double, 6-1, $3. And the 50 cent pick 3, 6-6-1, $2.90. And by the way, the one horse, she's fantastic. That was Melina Pompel. Congrats. Followed by the 6-horse Star Magna, and that was Baylon with Tom Doris. And the third-place horse here went to the 4, so I had the trifecta there. Mary Jean's Wildcat, and that was Lopez Essenprice. And the first place was 1-1, second place 2, close to 3-1, and then the third place was I'm sorry. Oh, got that. We had a DQ there, so we had to get the 2 out of there. It was 1-1 on the 1. Followed by 3-1 on the 6, and then the 4 was 1960. How's that? So that was almost 19.5-1 on the 4 horse. All right, that's what we got there for race number 6. Race number 7, we got a claiming tag of 3,200, and this is going 6 furlong. And I went with the bank account, and I think bank account he's not on bank account anymore because he blew his leg out down the stretch. It was sad. It was sad watching the horse. But you know what? This is what happens in this game too. It looked like it was ready to make a nice move in the middle there. It looked like it was ready to come second, and sure enough, one of the tragic things about horse racing, you know, their flesh and. I'm sorry to say, I think bank account got put down. Nothing on that one. I had 5-10, and it became a Schmiley. What the hell would you call that, Brian? I've said that to you before, haven't I? What is that, Schmiley or Schmiley?
I would think Schmiley.
Schmiley, okay. Yeah. Schmiley, the 10 horse, rode by Diego Benter. Got the job done here. He was clearly going to win. The 10 was going to clearly win the race, but I thought the 5 was making a nice move in the middle, and the 5 just blew his leg out. Followed by the 3, Buddy Bob, and that went off at 5-1. And then the 4 horse here, Medley's a Fleet. By the way, the 3 was written by Sebrith and Campbell. And that went off at 6-1, a morning line, and it ended up being about 5-1 there. And then the 4-horse Meadowlea's a Fleet, and that was Arietta. And Lynch there, morning line 6-1, ended up being 12 to 1. So how about that? I would have had it. I would have had it all there if the 5 doesn't break down. But you know what? Who the hell expects anything like that, though? That's part of racing, though. All right. That concludes our racing. Did I give you guys the price? Let me give you guys the price. What the hell am I doing here? $2 exacta, $10. 10 with the 3, $46.40. The $1 try, 10, 3, 4, $146.90. The 10 cent super, 10, 3, 4, 9, $142. That's not bad at all. $1 daily double, 110, $10.70. The 50 cent pick, 3, 6, 1, 10. $7.75. The 50 cent pick 4, 66110, $18.95. So that concludes our matinee racing for this past Tuesday. Let's move on to this coming Saturday, June 16th, nighttime racing. God, I love Fairmont Park at nighttime racing, especially around the maybe the fifth, sixth race where it's getting a little darker out, and people are just enjoying. There's music out there. It's live. It's festive. It's festive. Everyone's having a kick-ass time. Let's move on to our first race here. It's a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And we're going to take the 6 horse here on top, Thundering Richie, Baylon Lynch. And this is going off at 1-1. Why not? Everything's going to be breaking down in this race. And the 6 takes over Thundering Richie, followed by the 5 horse. Tenacious Rival. I like that name. And that's Lopez Campbell going off at 5-1. And then the 1 horse here, Graduate Cat, Arietta Wilborn, off at 3-1. That's what we have. But I'm telling you right now, too, I got a group. Me and my partners, we do this, you know, and I'm kind of high on the 7, too. So watch the 7 horse here as well. If you guys can, drop a couple coins on this horse as well. It's called Helios, and that's Yola with Fridley, and that's a 6-1, and that's a 7 horse. Don't count him out, all right? Don't count him out. I know I'm not too high on him on my tip sheet, but the numbers stack up really well for this number 7. So why not throw that in the mix, too? Just throw it in there, will you? So make this a 1-5, 1-5, 6-7 on a trifecta. I'm telling you, I just got a good feeling about this 7 being up there. All right, let's move on to race number 2 here. Race number 2, we got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And we're taking the 5 horse on top here, Lucky in Life, and that's Santiago Durham at 2-1. The best class in the race here, folks. I think the horse gets the job done. Should have a great trip. This horse is definitely live here. We're going with the 5 on top, followed by the 6. And the 6 is Controversy. I like Controversy here. I like Controversy. And that's Molina Bahana. And that's a 3-1. And I probably butchered that last name up there, didn't I? The trainer, Bahana. You don't even know, do you? My producer, he just sits there. He doesn't look at me or anything. That's a 3-1 horse. That has a chance. We'll be focused here. I'm looking at a 5-6-6-5. Let's throw in the 1 horse here, Summy Baby, and that's Giles Widower, 9-2. Look, I like Widower horses going quarter racing. And I back off when it comes to 6 furlongs and stuff like that. I back off the Widower horse. I don't know why, but the quarter horses seem to be doing a lot better for Widower. He's a master of the quarter horse racing. We got the 1 horse here, Summy Baby, and a Giles Widower, 9-2. I got to pick 3rd, so that's what we have here. We got a 5-6-1. I like the 5-6-6-5. All right, that's what I like here on my exacta. All right, let's move on to race number 3. And we're going to take the 4 horse on top here. Our prize pupil, Diego Pompel, 8-5. Classic race, likely to win this one. I don't see much getting in front of it. You got 2 horses here by Hammond, both of them first-time starters. They're going to make some noise, but I can't really, to be honest with you, I like the 4 on top here. And you guys got a kid's birthday and all that. Why don't you play that for second, because it's wide, wide open for second and third spot here. But I love this four horse, our prize pupil. That's what I got here for my third race. Let's move on here to race number four. Race number four, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And let's throw it up on the big screen here. And we're going with the 6 horse on top here, Dancing Position. That's Santiago Becker, 5-2. Form looks good here. Green Sheets, one of the top shelf plays here. We're going with the 6 horse on top, followed by the 1, Sunny Storm, Lopez Burtis. That's a 3-1 horse, makes a big push, nice exacta box here. I think I had to change things around. I think our committee here went with the 6-5, but I kind of overlook on this one, and I kind of threw my what's that one thing, Brian, where they the judge throws a gravel? Is that a gravel?
The gavel.
Gavel, yes. Right? All right. So I threw the gavel down, and I said, we're going to make this one horse finish second here, boys. I like the one horse. So we're going with a 6-1-5 here. Sunny Storm, the 1, and followed by the 5. De Jure's Best, and that's Rattana Johnson. All right. So that's what we got for the 4th race. Let's move on to the 5th race. 5th race, we've got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. I tell you what, these maiden special weights and these maiden races at Fairmount Park are tough, all right? They're tough, but that's what we're here for. We're here to help you guys out. And our 5th race, 6 furlong, maiden special weight, 18,000. We got the 5 horse here on top, and that's Dance Even, and that's Hernandez Rednauer, followed by Grand Slam Surprise, and that's Santiago Martinez. That's my man there, Ralphie. That's going off at 2-1. So you can go 6-5, 5-6. Doesn't matter to me. I like that. I like that. I like that exacta box right there. This ought to make you some money here. When I say make money on a $2 play, we're looking at maybe $11. That's not bad if the way you bet. I mean, like me, I put $25 exacta box on that one, and I walk away with maybe $160. All right? So I put up $50 to get back $100 on this one. That's the way I look at it. All right, so we got a 5-6, followed by the 9 here, Dusty. Dusty, Baylon, and Walker, and that's 6-1 horse. Catches tired foes. It's always good to catch tired foes. Okay. All right. Let's move on to race number 6. Race number 6, we got a 6 furlong. Allowance optional claiming 10,000. And let's find them on the big board here. And I'm strolling. What do we got here? We got the 6 horse here, Shanghai Red. And that's Santiago Martinez, 7-5. It's the best horse in the race here. It's the best horse in the race here, and this one runs away with it. We got the 6 horse here on top, Shanghai Red, followed by the 4, Halo Hunter, Molina Essenprice. I love the name there. I love it. We got a 6-4, and then one of my old favorites, the 2 horse, Dr. Lichty, and that's Baylon Bentler. So we got the 2 favorites here. 4-6, 6-4. They're going to be going after each other. I think they get the job done. But here's the catcher now. You got a lot of long balls in between these two. So why not play? If you're going to play that exacta, like I tell you, play it on the box. Then turn around and play a 6-all-4 and a 4-all-6. Okay? Just to cover. I think these two are going to be running 1-2 or 1-3. All right? That's what I got. That's what I got. I could lead you to the water, but you have to drink it. All right? That's what it's all about here. Whew. All right. Race number 7. Race number 7. We got 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And what do we got here? What do we got? We got the Moon Song, Santiago Martinez again. I tell you what. Ralphie's been on some hot horses. I mean, he's got his barn looking like the old Ralph Martinez barn. I love it. I love when you got a barn like Becker, then you got a barn like Martinez hooking up here. It's kind of like a Florida State, or you're looking at Michigan, Notre Dame. That's what it's all about here, Brian. Don't just be waving at me like that. This is war. This is war between barns. They got the flags up and everything. Did we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, Brian?
No.
No, absolutely not. That's a scene from Animal House, folks. I don't need you to message me and tell me.
Well, the Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor.
I know that. It's just a scene from Animal House. All right. Anyway, that concludes our big racing for June 16th at Fairmont Park. I think it all starts around 7:30. Get there. Get yourself a nice big pretzel there with a beer. You can't go wrong with that, my friends. Can't go wrong. And I'll give you another one here. We got a pick for starting on race number, what is that, 4, 5, 6, 7? Yeah. Race number 4, we start that off at. And we've got a 6 with the 5, 6 with the 6 with the 2, 3, 6. And this is only a $6 play. $6 play. How can you go wrong here? I like to thank Leon. He's always giving me a big hand on my tip sheet there. We sit down. It's like a chemistry here, folks. It's like a chemistry. It's like the movie Beautiful Minds. We're attaching strings and all this stuff on a wall. We got Usual Suspects up there. I'm telling you, this is all serious stuff here when we're trying to pick you guys winners out there. So enjoy your big night at Fairmont Park. Enjoy your big racing throughout the world, throughout the country, and our fans out there, Brian?
Yes, our fans all around the world in the United Kingdom, Ireland, and, of course, the tiny island nation of Mauritius.
How can you go wrong with that? How can you go wrong with that? And another thing you can't go wrong with is that our YoRadio.com. It's from our lineup media. Just download it. It's a free app. Free app. YoRadio.com. That's YoRadio.com, my friends, and I'm sure you guys will enjoy it, and it's free, and it's really part of our network here, Lineup Media Group, and we put that out, and we're getting a lot of support on that, Brian.
We are getting more and more listeners every day through YoRadio.
Yeah, so spread the word. Even our friends in our African little country of
Mauritius.
Mauritius. Ireland, England, we love you guys out there. Keep listening, keep downloading, and hey, why not take a shot with YoRadio.com? So thank you, Brian. Once again, it was a great show. And folks, keep cashing those winning tickets, and we'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmontparkpodcast.com. And follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.